This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the pitch to Bohm. He swings and blasts it. Left center field up the alley, and that will get the job done. And one hops the wall. One run is home. Harper flying around third. He's going to score without a throw, and Alec Bohm delivers a rocket double to left center. It's 5-3 Phillies.
Yeah, it got the job done. A victory for the Phillies on opening day. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillie, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phones with us all day as we react to a 7-3 victory for the Phillies. Scott France, you heard the call there. He'll join us at 12 today. We got a special surprise coming up later this hour. Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. Ton of Phillies as we get a victory, although it was a wild one yesterday with 19 strikeouts. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. You don't have to like all your coworkers. You just have to maintain a proper work environment, a productive work environment.
That's
but you
important.
Ain't got to like everybody.
Mm. That's important. It's
talking about us?
Not like y'all.
You sure? Just, well, I mean, it wasn't much conviction.
No,
that.
No, yeah, I'm just saying.
Like
it's just, you know. I mean, you know.
That felt more like an eh than an.
Yeah, I know, it was an eh.
It was a
19
like
strikeout
like
win.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. No, y'all good.
All right.
I'm just saying, it's, you know.
This was a PSA more than an admission and a confession.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, if I didn't like y'all, y'all probably would.
Yeah, we probably would. All right. 215-592-9494. Let's get into it. The Phillies, Hugh, yesterday, they get a victory. Boy, that was a very Phillies-like win. There was moments in the game where you're like, oh, come on. Like, here we go again. They struck out 19 times yesterday.
19
but,
of them things.
But I got to tell you, in spite of the 19 strikeouts.
And it's cold, too.
It was a little chilly down there. Hugh, I wouldn't call it cold.
Well, it was too cold to be playing. Come on, man. It's too cold to be playing baseball.
No, it's not.
Come on, it's not.
It was 55 degrees.
That's what it's like in October.
This is October and April.
I don't care what y'all are talking about. When I think of baseball,
come on now.
And we talk about put me in, coach, I'm ready to play. And all this other stuff, I think of summer. The boys of summer.
Yeah, you know what this is?
You know what I mean? I think of sundress season and miniskirt season right around the corner.
You're starting to crap already, aren't you?
I know.
What are you talking
about?
The excuses.
I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, to me, it's really not baseball.
It's baseball season, though. If you were a baseball player, you know what happened? You would struggle in April, and you'd say, well, that's not hitting weather.
Well,
this
isn't hitting season. Hitting weather. Is it, is it wrong when they say that this is the first time that the Phillies have started this early in the history of the Phillies? This is the first time they started baseball this early.
They've started doing this in recent years, 28th, 29th of March. Yeah.
So what I'm saying, it's cold.
But what's the big difference between the March 28th and April 3rd?
The heat. It's warm.
I mean,
I'm just saying, man. I woke up this morning
it's 65 today.
Okay, that's today. But in the morning time, when you wake up and it's like, damn, it's you still got the breath. You can still see the breath.
Well, actually, I think this is a parallel for the game yesterday, because by the end it was a win. In the beginning, there were 19 strikeouts.
And then they started talking about how it's starting to get cold out here. Really? I heard somebody, yeah. they were talking
Are
about it.
Are you making excuses?
I ain't making excuses. Right. I'm just pointing out facts.
All right, here are some facts for me. All right, so actually, in spite of 19 strikeouts yesterday, I liked what I saw from the Phillies yesterday. Look, a couple things stood out to me. 215.
Started off a little
rocky. It did start off rocky. 215-592-9494. I thought Zach Wheeler was awesome. I thought he was awesome as always. Harper and Schwarber do what they do. They hit home runs. The bullpen outside of Romano, we'll get to him. I mean, Kirkering, his stuff was good. Alvarado carried over what he did in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
Strom finished it out. Boehm with a huge hit there. They really put it on the Nationals bullpen. And one of the most encouraging things for me was Trey Turner saw 28 pitches yesterday. He didn't swing at any of the first pitches he saw. Overall, a victory on opening day. I liked what I saw yesterday out of the Phillies. I'm not going to get bent out of shape over one game, 19 strikeouts. I know that's an alarming number. But I do think those shadows played a part. I liked what I saw. 215-592-9494. Hugh, what did you feel watching that yesterday?
I mean, it's a work in progress. You know, the 19 strikeouts is not where you want to be.
Nope.
You know, and it was a little bit of a back and forth game. But, you know, Alec Boehm came up big for him. So I'm impressed. I'm impressed. And it's just funny because you say you're not too upset. I wonder what would happen if they would have lost, though.
Well, I might probably would have felt different. Well, but if they lost, that means Boehm doesn't get the hit. The bullpen doesn't do the job.
Yeah, you're right.
It changes the whole thing.
It's just funny. It's just because watching that game and thinking about what ifs, you know, doing the what ifs mm-hmm. thing, I was like, man, what would my day be like if it didn't go the way that it went? And it's only one game. It's only one game. And you see those at-bats that you're talking about that Trey Turner took. How would that have been if the outcome wasn't what it was yesterday? How would we look at that game?
Yeah, probably different. I mean, we could be real. Trey's day wasn't like sterling.
It wasn't great.
Right, he was 0 for 4 and he walked once, right? It wasn't like he did much of anything. But I just thought, because the whole thing was, when we talked to Elliot, when we talked to different guests, you know, we brought up the other day and discussed how much does it matter they walked more in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
The approach, right? The approach. And a lot of people said, and you were on this, that you think Trey will be different this year. I saw a different hitter. Now, he didn't have results yesterday. But, you know, like sometimes Trey will swing at the first pitch that's 3 feet outside, mm-hmm. and you're like, what is he doing up there? I thought yesterday, although he didn't have results,
he looked better
at
the plate.
He didn't swing at any of the first pitches in 5 at-bats, and he saw 28 pitches. Now, he struck out the first at-bat. That wasn't great. He flied out. He ground. Like, it wasn't great results. I just thought he looked locked in more to me yesterday offensively.
Yeah,
and
it's a work
in progress. And I'll take that as a first-day win.
Yeah, it's a work in progress. No question about that. I liked what I saw as well. Like you said, it seemed like they were more focused on taking more pitches yesterday.
Yep.
So that's – They're starting to do what we wanted them to do.
Well, how about this? And I know they played extra innings. It was 10 innings yesterday, not 9. But they saw 193 pitchers from the Nationals. Like when you had all the pitchers that pitched yesterday, that's a lot. I mean, that shows they were foul pitches off. They were taking pitches. They took their walks late in the game. But, of course, there were the 19 strikeouts, which were a thing. Can we hear from Bryce Harper yesterday after the game? Harper talking about the 19 strikeouts, which, of course, was the most ever in an opening day win for the Phillies here.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we don't want to punch 19 times. That's it's comical, right? I mean, it's not fun to do that, and we can't do that as a team. But today, made it happen, made it work, and we'll take it right now.
It was a grimy win, Hugh. That was not, it was not pretty. You strike out 19 times. I mean, they won that. No team in baseball history. I said it was a Phillies history. No team in baseball history has struck out 19 times on opening day and won a game. Like that's not normal.
Yeah, I mean, but they were locked in. And like I said, it was a back-and-forth game. And one of the things that I thought when I saw Alec Boehm at bat was like, man, glad he's here. Because if he wasn't here, you know, with everything that was going on, it probably would have been a different outcome. It definitely would have been a different outcome.
That was huge for him. I mean, Hugh, it's got to be uncomfortable. I know he's tried to act like a pro. We talked about the story the other day that he disappeared. He went off the grid. It's got to be uncomfortable, though, to know a team really wasn't sure if they wanted you anymore. And quite frankly, maybe they didn't, but they couldn't find a good value, so they kept you. And then you step up in the biggest moment. You get the hit. Like, if he started slow this year, I think it might have weighed on him. But this is one of those, like, get the monkey off your back, got the game-winning hit, let's go play baseball.
And he was very reflective, too. Did you see him when they were talking to him after the game, when he talked about how it's very seldom that this group or group of guys like this stay together for as long as they have been? And the fact that he was talking about himself, by the way. I felt that he was talking about himself.
I think you're right.
Because of all the rumors that were going on, the fact that he unplugged from social media, I think it was a great start for him. Very, very, very reflective for him to say all that when he said it.
Let's hear from Rob Thompson talking about Alec Bohm after this game.
Oh, it was great. I mean, he's a good hitter. You know, he stays in the zone. He uses the field. The moment doesn't get to him. So, yeah, it was really nice. See, that was a big hit.
Well, what a difference a day makes.
Yeah,
man.
The moment did get to him yesterday in that big hit in the 10th inning to put him ahead. 215-592-9494. Did you like what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? A victory. I did. Turner saw 28 pitches. Bohm got the big hit in the big moment. The bullpen, other than Romano, who... oh, that wasn't good. Other than him, I thought threw the ball well yesterday. Kirkering, Alvarado, Strom. And then, of course, when you need it, Harper and Schwarber, get them on the board with home runs. Kyle, did you like what you saw from the Phillies on opening day?
So as somebody who took the pledge and took the pledge seriously.
Accountability pledge.
I feel like I've been attacked.
No, wonderful.
Well, we did question how serious you
were. It was an unserious.
I did call 7 runs, though. But
now I told you so, Douglas.
I'm just saying,
the day after opening day?
I said 7 runs.
Congrats, man.
Okay, wow. I mean, after
Nostradamus over here.
Got my arm twisted.
Did you bet it? Did you bet it?
No, you know, I live it, unfortunately for me.
Money where your mouth is, buddy.
First of all, before y'all jump all over me, I couldn't get on my app yesterday. Because I was too busy. Y'all trying to talk to me while I'm trying to fix my bet now.
Stop it.
Oh, come on. We were on the air doing a show.
You know I can't do two things at once. It's one at a time.
This is Pop-Pop.
And then I live in a state where, you know, you hate a bet.
Excuse making and Pop-Pop.
Yep.
And I wasn't about to leave just to make a bet.
And yeah, that's
that
a lot.
That just seemed like, yeah, that was a lot.
All right, Kyle. Do you like what you saw?
Well, my takeaway is it was a lot of more of the same from the Phillies that we've seen over the last few years. Like, now... let's be clear. There was a lot of good. Zach Wheeler is a beast still. I agree with you. Trey Turner had some pretty decent at-bats. At least he was taking pitches and didn't get a hit. But I thought the at-bats were better from Trey Turner. Alec Bohm, awesome. The rally at the end by the offense. And the bullpen outside of Jordan Romano looked pretty good. And I even thought Max Kepler looks pretty good up there. He looks like a baseball guy. Mm-hmm. I like the stance. But they struck out 19 times.
I
mean, they put Mackenzie Gore in the same sentence as Bob Gibson.
He was on one.
I mean, Hugh, he joined Bob Gibson as the only pitchers ever to strike out that many in that few innings.
Yeah, Mackenzie Gore, Bob Gibson, and Hugh's guy Cal Quantrill last year, who were just like some of the best pitchers
in
baseball.
I don't appreciate, like, he was balling that day.
Yep.
How much of that was the Phillies' fault? Like, that's.
I don't care. Like, listen. Don't care how it happens, it happens against professional hitters.
But we should care how it happens, though, because this is what we saw last season, and it's a lot of what we saw at the end of the seasons over the last few years. Like, Brandon Marsh still kind of looks lost up there. An awful start at bat late in the game. And they moved the lineup around to get more RBI opportunities for Harper and Kyle Schwarber, who ended up just hitting solo home runs anyway.
I know.
So they struck out 19 times. They got the game. I mean, the game was tied because of guys hitting solo home runs. So it's strikeouts, home runs. Like, wow, that sounds like the Phillies to me. So, great. They got the win. I am happy about it. As I know you can't tell. But there is room, I'd say, for me to feel better about this Phillies
team. Well, that's for sure. Yeah, there's no question there. 215-592-9494. Did you like what you saw? It's one of those where we're all happy with a win, right? They won a baseball game yesterday. They're 1-0, and that's the most important thing. But when those 19 strikeouts, they stick. I mean, they struck out 19 times. 13 of which, again, Mackenzie Gore has talent. And
he's a talented dude. He looked talented yesterday.
He did. Well, how much of that was him? How much of that
was
the Phillies?
Sunlight. It was
and the shadows. I think the shadows actually did play a... I usually hate the shadows excuse. It did feel like they couldn't see the ball coming yesterday.
Okay, but hold on a second.
It did. I mean, it felt like...
I understand. But, like, we realized this just happened against the Mets in the postseason. Like, when the postseason comes around, we're not all of a sudden just going to play every game at night.
I know.
They have to figure that out.
Last year they played 3 of the 4, I think, against the Mets in the shadows.
Yeah, so. 4 o'clock games happen in the postseason, too.
Did you happen to hear the morning show's solution to the shadow issue?
What did they say? Wear glasses?
Rebuild the stadiums in different places.
So mean, all these
like
stadiums,
the sun doesn't move.
Like in Dallas, where they didn't account for the sun.
I don't know the logistics to it, but instead of fixing our problem, we want to fix the stadiums.
You could use Elliott's solution and just put a dome over it.
No, don't give life to this. I can't. 215-592-9495. Let's go to the phone lines here. The Phillies are 1-0, 7-3 victory yesterday. Did you like what you saw after the win? Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
Happy 1-0 Friday. What's up, Chris?
Hugh Douglas, you going to name names, Hugh. Name names.
You're petty on a Friday?
What you mean?
He wants you to, opened a can of worms.
You started the coworkers thing.
I'm just saying, man.
Hugh, listen, some people, they just don't know how to appreciate good bacon cooking, and maybe that's the problem. But, you know, it's okay.
That could be it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, bacon cooking.
But you can hear that?
Yeah, boy, I tell you. Never lay that one down.
That drops. That number one right there. It's a victory Friday, man. Victory Friday. Hugh, you know what, though? See what's going on. See how Joe and Kyle are complaining.
I liked what I saw.
Kyle's never satisfied.
Hold on, Chris. I gave Turner credit for seeing 28 pitches.
He said that with pride, though. It's just me.
I gave him credit. I liked what I saw yesterday.
See, guys, I'm glad you're starting. You're going to understand because Hugh, Mr. Baseball, and I trying to tell you offense is a luxury. See how you win games 7-3? And you could have 18 strikeouts and you could still win games.
Oh, yeah. We'll see how many more wins they get with 19 strikeouts.
You and I know what we're talking about. It's a luxury.
I don't know if I'm
prepared
that way.
Right? You boxed yourself into a corner here on this.
I mean, I was right. Y'all just mad because I was right.
The
defense is a luxury thing.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It is. And listen, the pitching looked absolutely lights out dominant, other than Crazy Eyes. Man,
that's not the first time I've heard that.
I don't want to go too overreactionary, but I'm out on Romano. I'm sorry. That did not look good yesterday.
Hard to watch.
Yeah, he looked hard to watch. Yeah, his stuff looked flat.
But, guys, a lot of positive things. Pace yourself. It's a 162-game season.
Yeah,
they won 7-3. Things look good. Bohm came and JT both had clutch hits late in the game. I really like their hitting approach. The entire team, other than maybe Herb's boy, maybe there's no change in Castellanos, but the hitting approach looked good, guys. I feel very, very good. I'm locked in on my team, and you know, to all those haters out there, that's okay. I'll be up on the float. And
we're talking floats after game one. 1-0, we're talking floats. Chris, have a great weekend.
It starts with the first one.
Yeah, it does. You can't, some people say you can't win all of them unless you win the first one.
Yeah.
That's the way this works. I want to make sure I say this again because obviously something was lost in translation. I liked what I saw yesterday. Trey Turner saw 28 pitches. Alec Bohm had a huge clutch hit. The bullpen, other than Romano, I thought threw the ball well. Wheeler was really good. Harper, Schwarber went deep. I liked what I saw yesterday. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. Kyle didn't love what he saw. He was feeling good. I thought there were a lot of positives yesterday in the Phillies 7-3 victory. What's up, Jeff?
Wilmington. There had to be one guy on this show that didn't like what they saw, and I'm surprised it was Kyle, but okay.
To be fair, Jeff.
They struck out 19 times.
Dude, it's not even a big deal anymore.
No big deal.
It's not. Not in this day and age of baseball.
Well, but 19 feels a little bit egregious.
No, I'm sorry. You get 27 outs, and 19 of them were strikeouts.
Feels a lot.
Come on, man.
Have you ever tried to hit a 95-mile-an-hour fastball?
I'm not a professional baseball player.
It is their job. It is. That's what they're paid for.
It's hard for them to do it.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's too hard for a guy like Marsh, who struck out four times. Go ahead, Mike.
This is like another – we're going to have another 161 episodes of this show that are like the comments section on Twitter. After games, like people are either going to be totally freaked out or they're going to totally like it.
Speaking of the comment section, we are live on YouTube. Are they cooking you for your outfit today, Hugh? Or are you good?
You know what? I'm not. I didn't see.
They actually said Hugh looks good today.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I look good every day. Thank you.
The afternoon show. You see the afternoon show poll yesterday, by the way?
What is that?
Do we look good on YouTube? Yes, no, or only Ike? And most people voted only Ike.
Yeah, because listen, my dog, he wears clothes every day.
Yeah, Ike's ready for YouTube.
Ike's ready for television.
Go ahead, Jeff.
they pretty much won like they'll need to all year long. Three or four guys getting big hits, quality starting pitching, and as long as the bullpen is good, which they have a good bullpen, Alvarado was just totally lights out yesterday. The Romano dude, I don't know. The jury's out on him.
Said
I'm
the
not
Romano
really sure.
dude.
He might have just had a bad day. I hope so.
He looked his stuff looked flat, Jeff. That slider to Garcia was a frisbee. Yeah, that was easy to hit.
It was cold.
I was listening, so I really couldn't get a good eyeball on that.
You're making excuses that it was cold for Jordan Romano.
You don't have to get upset. It's cold. It's cold outside. It's cold.
These are professional baseball players.
Okay, fine.
Wait a second. Hold on. If we did this in football, what would you say?
It's football. That's football weather. It's football weather. It's different. It's football weather. And you're moving around more.
What if it's hot in football?
Then you got to go ahead
and
prepare for that.
Didn't you win the pickle juice game?
Yeah, we did. It was hot, boy. It was
hot. You know where this is coming from? Hugh doesn't have respect for baseball players.
I didn't say that. No.
Wow.
He does not.
Boy, I tell you, it's never fails on a Friday. Just start making stuff up just because.
Because we get 2 days off after this. So you make it up
is
on Friday. Everyone forgets by Monday. Yeah, Jeff.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think we're going to be fine. We're not going to be that team that bunts guys over and hits guys over from the other side. Alec Boehm does what exactly.
No, we can't. Hold up, Jeff. Wait a minute. I'm sorry, Jeff. We can't. We've done this before. We can't do this, man. We got to start playing that small ball because that's what killed us last time.
Well, they tried with Marsh in the 10th, and Marsh botched it.
Okay. First of all, you can't play small ball if you strike out 19 times.
Okay.
Well, that's the one drawback of striking out 19 times. I'm not even going to look forward to that because I know it's not going to happen. Just get a couple guys on and somebody pop one. That's what my old
That is what, and Jeff, we appreciate it. That's their offense. I mean, you saw it yesterday. Harper and Schwarber bringing the power, it brought them back in the game. That changed the game, and it's ironic because we did all this stuff to change the team, and it just came back to those two.
Yeah, and they moved everybody around. That was a little, when you say it like that, and that's not the plan. That is a little unnerving.
I'm sorry. I love Jeff. I hated that phone call. What did we talk about all offseason? They need to change their approach if they're going to go deep in the postseason. Now it's just, it is who it is. Then what are we doing here?
Well, look, I think we could all say this collectively.
Kyle, spicy.
I haven't had a game to react to in a long time, you can tell.
They can't strike out 19 times and make a living that way. I mean,
I think it's something else with Kyle, though.
They're the first team in the history of baseball to strike out 19 times and win an opening day.
Kyle's having an anxiety attack.
All right, we might dive into that. All right, before we go any further, though, Hugh, we usually start this up in the second segment. We got to start it up in the first segment. We got a prize to give away today.
What are we giving away?
Well, it's a $100 gift card to Sunoco, and it is a Friday, so why don't we do a little Tri-Day Friday?
It's a Tri-Day Friday.
It's Tri-Day, Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so yesterday I noticed when Harper and Schwarber went deep, you could hear a little buzz in the crowd. That means a lot of people from here They made their way down to D.C. So how about this? Why don't we do this for Tri-Day? A sports venue that we should go to at some point. Like, try a stadium. It doesn't have to be a stadium. It could be just like a sports venue. But, like, yesterday, a lot of people from around here obviously went down to D.C. I've been to that stadium.
It's all right.
I think it's a blast stadium. And it's fun to watch the Phillies win on the road. I went down there for Harper's first game as a Philly against the Nationals back in 2019. It's fine. The stadium's fine. But give us a sports venue we should go to that obviously
does
not
around here.
Does it
have to be, like, the mainstream sports?
No.
Okay.
Just something you think is a cool place we should go one day. Sports venue. That's Tri-Day.
Okay.
Best, most creative answer we get today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Let's grab Jay in Philly up on WIP. Hey, Jay.
Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man. No, I'm not happy. No, I'm not happy, man. 19 strikeouts, man. I just came off the Eagles season where if we threw for 100 yards and ran for 225, all people talked about was how bad the passing game was. We went to extra innings. Our starting pitcher gave up one run. What are we doing? We're still hitting solo. We won the same way we've been winning that's gotten us nothing. All right, so here we go again.
So I think it's an interesting comp, Jay, and you're right. We were critical of the Eagles even when they were winning because the passing game a lot of weeks was not where we wanted it to be. Jay, you're totally right. And yesterday the offense, it's a similar thing. That they can't strike out 19 times. Maybe I'm making too much of an excuse for them. I did think, Jay, the shadows were a part of it. I mean, those first five innings, both sides, it looked like they couldn't see the ball coming out of the pitcher's hands. Now, if they strike out 19 times without shadows on Saturday or Sunday or Monday, I won't have the same feeling. Then I will start saying this is ridiculous.
Now, I will give them the shadows, but guess what? I'm only giving them the shadows if they correct this and I see change.
Yeah, and that's
if they
fair.
Win the same way, because they still could be winning the same way, man. Solo home run.
Yeah.
Like, we don't put enough men on base. This is, we can't have this, man. This is crazy.
Jay,
this
give
not
us.
Going to get us to the world.
Well, that you're right. 19 strikeouts will not get them to the World Series. They can't strike out this much. Jay, give us a sports venue we should try.
Ooh.
Place we should go.
Venue.
Yeah, it could be a stadium.
Every,
could be.
I think every Eagles fan should go to Jerry's World. I haven't been there yet. I know some people that have, and the best thing in the world would be going down there in all Eagles gear and winning.
I heard it's nice though. Do they still? You haven't been. I heard they had like stripper poles in Jerry's World.
What do you mean?
I haven't been
in the stadium.
Yeah, they said like they have. Oh. Like when you walk out, it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like a club type deal. And I think they had stripper poles.
Like you're just walking around and that's
maybe
happening?
Maybe I just made that up.
I think you may have.
I don't think I did, though.
Well, remember, Jerry said it's all about smiles and glory holes. So who knows what he got there?
No, I don't think
you're
I
right,
made that
Jay.
Up.
Jay, good phone call.
Jerry's
we'll get you in the mix.
Stripper poles.
All right, we'll look that up. 215, your algorithm is going to be all messed up. 215.
Algorithm already messed up.
592-9494. Did you like what you saw yesterday? Phillies are 1-0, 7-3 victory. Boom with the big hit. But they did strike out 19 times. Your phone calls on that coming up. Tri-Day, a sports venue we should go to one day. And John Brager is going to jump in here to tell us what's going to be going on at Citizens Bank Park this season. All coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Sims kicks and deals, and the pitch is hit high in the air, deep center field. Young going back to the track, nearing the wall. He's out of room, and Harper with another opening day home run, his first as a Philly, number 6 in his career, to dead center field, and he's tied the game 1-1.
Bryce Harper, boom, to center field. He crushed that baseball. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Zilla, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in, of course, on WIP. And WIP now live on YouTube. Subscribe to Sports Radio 94 WIP. Be sure to turn on notifications so you never miss a show. All right, we'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. Did you like what you saw yesterday?
Yeah, we can see you.
Yeah, we can see. Yeah, I'm there. There I am. Did you like what you saw yesterday from the Phillies in a 7-3 victory? A lot of good. Some not so great with 19 strikeouts. Back to all your phone calls. And, of course, Tri-Day. Joining us right now in studio, which means on the air and YouTube, is John Brager, director of fun and games for the Phillies. John, the Phillies are 1-0.
What's up, Joe? Hugh? I haven't seen you guys in a long time.
It's
been like a week and a half.
It's been, a week and a half.
Clearwater was nice.
It was.
Clearwater is always good.
Yeah.
But, man, how about that game? You know, here we were talking off the air that, you know, it's one game out of 162 games, right? But for some reason, I'm watching that game, and I think a lot of people felt this way. It's like, man, it almost felt like a playoff game. You got to win this game, and you don't have to win that game. But in my mind, we got to win that game. And, you know, it was tough, obviously, the shadows. Mackenzie Gore, you got to give him a lot of credit. Fun fact, Mackenzie Gore went to the same high school as Tommy Green in Whiteville, North Carolina. But he was dealing. And, again, when the shadows made it tough on both teams, it was good to see Zach Wheeler. Obviously, it was great to see Harper tie the game up and then Schwarber obviously come back. You know, tough, obviously, the bullpen a little bit with Romano, but I think, and we were talking, Joe, that you got to chalk it up to, you know, you got your new role, new team, right? And he walked the guy, hit the batter. Kirkring had a little trouble. Obviously, a couple bloop freak hits.
But then he settled that. That one pitch he had with so much movement and hit the guy as he swung,
yes,
that was
exactly
wild.
Exactly right. You don't see that very often. And then we talked Alvarado. I mean, Alvarado down in spring training, I think he had 20 strikeouts in 9 total innings. And last night comes in and just dealt, which is great to see. And then, you know, I'm thinking, like, who do we have in the back of the bullpen? I forgot that Strom was available. I'm thinking we might have to go Tanner Banks or somebody, or maybe go Alvarado for two. And then when I saw Strom, and then it made sense because I think the pregame show, Rob said he's going to try to get Strom in, and he looked great. So, you know, a little up and down, but all good, 7-3, and it's nice to start the season that way.
1-0, and then boom with the hit, which
that was huge.
After the offseason, because, you know, there was an article I think Matt Gelb had the other day about his offseason, how he kind of went off the grid and just hung out in Houston, try to avoid all the rumors. I don't know if any of us ever had an experience like that in real life, like regular jobs, but that's got to be a little bit uncomfortable, a little awkward, but also like, all right, now I'm here and I got to make the best of this. And they kept me. And I think it's just good for his psyche that he got that hit.
Totally agree. And if you think about it, you know, other than the last 2 months of the season, you know, Alec Boehm, and as me, as a fan, if I need someone bases loaded, like the situation last night, not bases loaded, but the situation last night, you need someone up to bat that's going to get you that big hit. Up until 2 months of the last season, you would have said, I'm putting Alec Boehm in there because he's a guy who can hit it to all fields. He's a line drive guy and came in clutch. I mean, he barreled that ball. Let's hope that's a harbinger of good things to come with Alec.
And I did think, John, and maybe it didn't show up at all moments, I thought they had better at-bats. You know, I know they struck out. When you I say that, and people are listening, they're like, they struck out 19 times. Trey saw 28 pitches. Yep. I mean, that's what we want him to do. I think they saw almost 200 pitches as a team. So I like that yesterday. All right, so John, the Phillies will start, you know, the rest of this weekend on the road. Then they come home on Monday, the home opener. Hopefully the weather cooperates. John, tell us about what we got going on at Citizens Bank Park early this season.
Even if you don't have a ticket, so if you come down to opening day, the team store opens at 10 o'clock. So I was in the store yesterday. We have all kinds of opening day merch. You got NL East champion merch. You got, I think once Bryce Harper put that Fanatic on his arm, I think our buyers went nuts. So there's Fanatic stuff, onesies, and all kinds of things.
Okay.
So a lot of good options there. Again, that's open to the public. Same thing. If you don't have a ticket, you can come down to the Budweiser Block Party, which you guys have been down there before. I think you guys are going to be broadcasting. Well, you guys will be from the Deborah, right?
Yes,
we'll be down there.
Yep.
Booth. But from 12:30 to 2:30, we're having the block party. We've got face painters. We got merch tents. We got beer tents, food trucks, all that. And then the gates open at 12:35. If you're lucky enough to have a ticket, all fans coming in are going to get a 2024 NL East Champions pennant. And then we have a lot of traditions that go with opening day. We have the leadoff walk where the players come in from the outfield. They come down the steps onto the field. We have a sea of red fans down there. We got a highlight video we're going to show. We unfurl the 50 state flags and the giant American flag.
That's a lot.
We got a pretty cool intro, player intro presentation. Kane Callis, we've done this for the last several years. We'll be singing the national anthem in front of his dad's statue, which I think is always cool. And then during the national anthem, we have a flyover, the 177th Fighter Wing. We're going to have four F-16s that'll scream across the sky. And then we have a first pitch, Nemours Children's Health patient. We always have a patient, very emotional. But then we have a surprise. Obviously, I can't tell you who is going to throw out the first pitch.
I wasn't gonna say
but
nothing.
You guys are going to love it. So let me just tell you that. And then,
it's not going to be Hugh Douglas this time.
It's not going to be Hugh. Well,
that I know.
We've seen that.
Well, no, you just did it. How many times are they going to have you throw out the first pitch? Plus, we saw what happened the last one. I mean, it's opening day.
I was not prepared.
It's opening day.
That's not an easy thing to do.
No, you know, it's funny, I saw D. Rose.
There was a divot in the ground.
He threw out an opening pitch.
How did he do it?
He threw it down the pipe.
Why?
He played basketball, though. They used to throw them dime passes.
I got you.
He used to throw them dime passes.
He was a point guard, too.
Yeah, he ran the point.
I've seen some good ones, and it's always hard. It is huge.
It ain't easy to do.
But I got to tell you, like some of the ones, and I always give everyone the same advice, which I gave to you. Don't try to throw too hard because that's when you do the worm burner. I think one of the best ones I've seen at the ballpark is Doug Peterson.
Now, Doug was a quarterback. That was a fastball down the middle.
I told him, you know, I gave him the same advice, and he didn't listen to me, obviously, and he just hummed it down there. And it had, you're right, had pace on it, nice little action on it. It was a pretty good one.
When I saw it, I wondered if Doug had some baseball in his background. He probably
did.
He had a great arm, obviously, as a quarterback. So it sounds like a lot going on here at Citizens Bank Park. This
is
awesome.
Also, we have a big press conference tonight, so we're unveiling a lot of things, food items. I know one of the things that leaked is that S'mores quesadilla.
My daughter.
S'mores quesadilla.
My daughter, as soon as we get to the park, we're going to have to go get it. She wants it immediately.
And I don't want to ruin any surprise, but when you walk into the ballpark, whether it's opening day or your first game coming to the ballpark, there's going to be some visuals with LEDs, which are going to be awesome. And there's also the sound system was ramped up. So it'll be a real cool experience when fans come in.
Okay.
You've seen the S'mores quesadilla?
Oh, it's like a quesadilla.
Yeah, it's a dessert quesadilla.
But it's okay.
It's got a little Nutella, marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and it's a little chocolate sauce.
I'm not a fan of Nutella myself.
Oh,
but
man.
It looks good.
What do you mean not a fan of Nutella?
I'm not a fan.
But so good.
What's wrong with being a fan of Nutella?
I never met anyone who doesn't like Nutella.
I don't like
Nutella. What is wrong with him?
Well, you get one and we'll eat it.
I'll get it and y'all can have it.
That's what we'll do. We'll do that. Oh, no, it's going to be fun. So home opener, 3:05 first pitch on Monday?
Yep, 3:05.
Can't wait. We're going to be there. We're doing our show there live on Monday, so we'll be there and taking in all the festivities. John, thank you for hopping in.
Go Bills. Crushed appreciate graham crackers.
Oh, it sounds delicious.
Mini
that's,
marshmallows.
That's going to sell, John. That's going to be a popular
and
one.
Chopped chocolate and seared into a stovetop to create a delicious tortilla.
You going in advertising next? Marketing?
It's so gooey and delicious. I may never make s'mores another way again. That was the review.
Well, it sounds delicious. All right, John Brazier.
All right, guys.
Appreciate you hopping in, and I'm sure we'll see you at the park on Monday. All right, 215-592-9494. Do you like what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? A win? I like what I saw. I thought Trey was more patient at the plate. I thought that Wheeler was obviously excellent, as we come to expect now. And as John was saying, other than Romano, the bullpen, they threw well. I thought Alvarado looked great. You know, Strom got the job done late in the game. And I thought overall a good day. But as Kyle pointed out, 19 strikeouts.
19 of them things.
Is 19 strikeouts. 215-592-9494. Plus, Tri-Day, $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. A sports venue we should go to for Tri-Day today. A lot of people went down to Nationals Park yesterday. A Blas Stadium. What's a good one we should go to? I liked our first answer. Jerry's World to see the Eagles win in Dallas.
They don't have stripper poles.
Okay.
I was wrong.
I didn't think you were right, but
I remember.
Sometimes your algorithm is different than mine.
No, they have dancers. They had dancers. This was a while ago. So
dancers that would use that pole or just dancers?
I just think they just had dancers.
I got it.
Maybe it was just my thought.
Maybe you twisted the dancers to something else. I could see that. All right, Mark in Delaware's up. What's up, Mark?
Yo.
Hey, Mark.
What's up, man?
Man, I Googled real quick. Just like you did, this s'mores quesadilla, it looks pretty good. I'm not a big chocolate guy, but, man, it looks good.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah, it does look good.
Yeah, it does. So I'm kind of with Kyle, man. You can't have 19 strikeouts in the opening game.
Well, you can't, but they did. I mean,
what are you going to do?
Unfortunately, now, Mark, I'm with you. And like, I don't dismiss the strikeouts. Like, that we had a caller last segment who basically said, oh, well. No, it's a lot of strikeouts. I do think a good portion of what happened yesterday was the shadows. I mean, it looked like for both sides, they couldn't see the ball the first four or five innings.
I agree, but here's the thing. How's the umpire calling balls and strikes if he can't see the ball either?
Well, I mean, I guess he could see where it's going. He doesn't have to swing.
He didn't do a great job himself.
Right.
But it's one thing to see where it goes versus having to make a swing decision and connect. I mean, that's a little harder.
Yeah, and then the game tomorrow at the same time?
It is. It is a four. Now, I don't even understand why. Maybe they have to fight against some sort of like national broadcast at 1 or what. I don't know why. But yes, you're right. It's a 4 o'clock start tomorrow, so we'll get more shadows. And then I believe it's like 1:30 or 1 o'clock Sunday, so that shouldn't be as bad. But Mark, if we get 19 strikeouts tomorrow, we might officially say that's obviously a big deal. Mark, what do you got for us? A venue we should go to, sports venue.
So it's a big party. All the beautiful women are wearing their hats and everything. Churchill Downs.
Churchill Downs.
Oh, the Kentucky Derby.
I think. And Mark, that's a good. I've always wanted to do that. I've never been.
You know what I want to go if I go to the Kentucky Derby?
I
want to be in the infield. I want to go to the running of the porta potties. Have you ever seen that?
The running of the porta potties?
Man, I have.
Dog.
Yeah.
So what is it? I don't even know what it is.
Somebody sprints across the top of the row of porta potties.
Beer cans at him. I want to see that.
So you're running on porta potties.
They line the porta potties up, Joe.
Does anyone ever slip and fall off?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah,
and they get
hammered.
Are
they hammered before? Like,
yeah, they run drunk. It's like
Kentucky Derby, man.
You run drunk, and they run across the top of the porta potties. And people are throwing bit, man. Listen,
yeah.
Some of them cats get hit with the beer cans and fall off.
It's like
it
a gauntlet of beer
cans.
Oh, I can't believe I've never seen this. This
you
sounds awesome.
Seen that? That's the only reason I want to go.
Now,
I do not want to get dressed up. I do not want to drink
would you
no
run
mint.
Would you do the porta potty run?
Drink no mint juleps. Hell no.
You ever mint julep?
I'm big for that. Hell no.
That's good.
I'm going to drink some bourbon. I'm going to go hit Jack Daniels.
So here's my question. Has this happened around the Kentucky Derby?
Yes, it's the running on a porta potty.
No, I know, but like when in the midst of the weekend? Because the Kentucky Derby comes off as very like...
See, I don't know the exact day. Like, no, hoity-toity.
Hoity-toity. That porta potties and drunk people falling over, that isn't...
I guess it's the day of the race.
Okay, because the people...
Hold on.
The people that are there don't strike me as the people that would do that.
No, I'm not trying to be with those people.
I think that's... I might be mistaken, but if you look it up... It's at the Preakness.
I'm not trying to put anyone in a box. That makes more sense.
Maybe. I think it's the Kentucky Derby.
It could be both.
Okay.
But the most results I've gotten here is the
Preakness. Strikes me more as a couple beers in your hand crowd, right? The Kentucky Derby strikes me as like famous rich people go to the Kentucky Derby. The Preakness is more like us. Like we would go to the Preakness and have some beers and watch the horse. Like that makes a little more sense. We'll look that up. 215-592-9494. Mike in Swedesboro is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
How's it going, buddy?
Hey, Mike. What's up, pal?
And what's up, Hugh?
What's going on, man?
Mike, what are you feeling? You like what you saw yesterday?
Hey, man, I'll be honest with you. I only caught the last half, so I did like what I saw.
That'll help.
You know what? Avoiding the first five innings and Mackenzie Gore joining Bob Gibson in baseball history with strikeouts, it certainly will help how you feel about the game.
Well, I mean, you know, the shadow people left, so, you know, that made everything better.
The shadow people's crazy.
Like I said, I mean, I was very happy with the offense, and that especially that last. I mean, obviously the tenth inning, bottom of the tenth or top of the tenth, I guess, when they put up everything. You know, Boehm looked great, and I did like the lineup. I mean, I wish they would kind of like stick with that same lineup. Honestly, I really liked how everyone kind of like vibed off each other, if you will, for lack of a better term.
So what's interesting off of that, Mike, is so. Tomorrow, they're going to face a righty. So based on Topper and what he has said, they're going to change the lineup tomorrow. Tomorrow is going to be more of what we've seen in recent years where Schwarber's going to lead off and then Turner 2 and then Harper 3. Now, Sunday, they're going to face a lefty. So it'll be like what you saw yesterday. So I'm like, I get what you're saying. And especially, like, I thought Turner had a better approach yesterday. I wonder if he keeps that approach as he goes to the 2 spot in the lineup, or is it going to kind of, you know, mess them all up? But this is like an experiment we're going to watch play out in front of our eyes here.
Oh, most definitely. You took the words right out of my mouth. It's definitely an experiment. So, I mean, I'm hoping that like they'll keep it within the first like couple games, and then they'll settle in with what they want to do. But I mean, hey, if the strat works, the strat works. You know what I mean? So, I'm with it as long as it works.
Well, I think we're all like that, right? Like, you know, whatever the strategy is, if it works, we're gonna be okay with it. Mike,
exactly.
What do you got for us for Tri-Day? Sports venue we should go to one day.
Well, I wanted to say first, Hugh.
Yes.
You think it's cold, buddy?
Yeah.
You ever have ice time at 4 a.m.?
Okay, ice. The key word in that is ice time.
Yeah, ice time's different.
Come on, man.
But I'll go O2 Arena in Wembley.
The arena in Wembley? What is that? What do they use that for?
O2 Arena. So Man United plays there.
Oh, okay, okay. Soccer.
It's a big concert venue, too.
I imagine it is, yeah.
Concert venue, and then they run a lot of the NFL games there as well.
Oh, okay, because I know they've used a few stadiums out there when they use the NFL games. All right, Mike, good one. 0-2 in Wembley. All right, soccer.
Yeah, I was up here watching the porta potty running.
I saw you giggling over there. I knew something was going on.
Kyle must not be Googling the right thing, because you got to Google the ones with buddies running across. And they're throwing Bud Light cans at
him. Have we figured out where it is?
This was the one that I saw. It was 2018 Kentucky Derby. I don't know if they've done it lately.
All I typed in was running of the porta potties. First thing, Preakness Toilet Run, 2008.
Oh, see, I did it.
Remembering
Kentucky
the Toilet Run, a lost tradition at the Preakness.
It feels Preakness to me.
Like, yeah. And then there's a bunch of articles. Running of the porta potties at the Preakness. Preakness. Preakness.
Yeah, I Googled the one. It said 2018 Kentucky Derby porta potty run.
So, I mean, it could be both. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I just want to see somebody get belted with full cans
I just
of
think
beer.
It'd be funny
the
if
videos
they,
are amazing.
They did it at the Derby and someone's wearing their, like, nice outfit and hat.
Ran, like, there's one that I just saw. Somebody ran across the porta potties with a suit on. I just want one of them porta potties to break.
I kind of want to see you in your reverend outfit trying to do this.
First, two things are not going to happen. First of all, I'm not going to get my big ass on the top of a porta potty, and I'd be damned. I'm going to try to swing on everybody that threw a beer can at me. So that's why.
Don't you know that's part of the deal?
But that's why I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm not built like that. Yeah. I'm not built like that.
Let's go to Troy in the Northeast. What's up, Troy?
Yo, Hugh, Joe, Kyle, what's going on?
Hey, Troy, what's up, buddy?
Man, listen, I'm really irritated because. This game went on and shows what's been happening the past couple of years, and they don't give these pitchers these saves that they should be getting. You know, their records suck because of games like this. They don't give them run support, and then you blame the rotation. You know what I mean? I don't understand. Like, I know we won, but you just look at the Saddles ain't got nothing to do with it. These bats, I don't get what the problem is. Like, why they keep the same lineup, and then it's the same problem over and over again, and they don't think it's going to be a different outcome.
So, Troy, I understand your larger point. This is who they are. I mean, they're a team that strikes out. They have swing and miss. I do think the shadows were a part of yesterday, Troy. Maybe they weren't responsible for 19 strikeouts, but, man, I felt both sides early in the game could not see the baseball. I thought it affected them. Now, I don't want to hear them making excuses for it, but I thought it was a thing yesterday.
Now, how many games have we had, and this is the first time we heard them talking about shadows?
Well, I mean, they're not all played at the same time.
Yeah, I think yesterday the shadows kind of did play a big role in it yesterday a little bit.
I don't know, man. But like I said, like y'all said, if they had the same excuse on Sunday, on Saturday and Sunday, then, you know, then we're going to give them the squirrel eye. But I still think that, you know, you gave Willard had a good game, could have had that save, could have had that game, a win, and they didn't call comfortable for him.
Well, they did. I fell for him yesterday because he pitched awesome as he usually does. Troy, what do you got for us? A sports venue we should check out one day.
All right, I got a good one for you, man. You guys got to go to Wimbledon, man, and then you can go golfing. You can close your eyes and listen to some of the female tennis players and their sounds. You know, imagine that.
No, I've seen it, man. That's crazy. That's crazy.
I've always wanted to go to Wimbledon. I used to watch a lot of tennis back in the day. I've always the French clay court. They have the clay court there. Yeah. Does Wimbledon have grass? I'm trying to remember. Picture it.
In New York. That's in New York, right?
I'm thinking about the one in Queens.
The U.S.
Open.
U.S. Open. That's what I'm thinking.
Because they do the Grand Slam where you got to try to win all four.
Overseas.
Yeah, no, he's taking us to Europe here. We're going to Europe. Troy, good one, buddy.
I'm not going to Europe, man.
You're not going to Europe?
I mean, I'll go.
Well, our last two responses here from people that are trying to win Tri-Day, they're sending us over to Europe. You got a passport? You ready to go?
I got to get a new picture for my passport.
Just use your Reverend Douglas picture.
I might do that. Yeah. I might do that. I just need to get a new. I need to take a new picture.
I think you pull that off. 215-592-9494. Do you like what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? I did. I thought the good, which was Wheeler, which was Turner's at bats. I know Turner went 0-for-4 yesterday with a walk. I thought if you told me before the game yesterday he doesn't get a hit, but he sees 28 pitches, he doesn't swing at a single first pitch, I would have taken that. Now, defensively, that's a different story. But offensively, I was good with that. Home run Harper, home run Schwarber, and obviously Bohm with the huge hit. And the bullpen, other than Romano, I like what I saw. Did you like what you saw from the Phillies yesterday? Most of us do. Kyle can't get the 19 strikeouts out of his head.
Him and the
God
whole
forbid.
Bunch of other people.
Well,
it's 19 strikeouts.
It is, but the shadows. We'll get to some of what the Phillies said about the shadows yesterday, including an interesting comment from Zach Wheeler about the shadows from a pitcher's perspective. 215-592-9494. Plus, this hour, of course, has been fueled by 94 Sunoco here on 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance of your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. We got a $100 gift card to Sunoco for you today. Best answer to a sports venue we should check out one day. I know a lot of people from around here went down to D.C. yesterday. That's a sports venue, Nationals Park. We want a good one. Best answer we hear today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You can save up to 60% right now during the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event. Mattress Warehouse is making way for this year's models, which means you get to save on their closeouts from leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. You can save up to $500 on select certain mattresses. Plus, people, you get a free adjustable base. I tell you, that adjustable base is nice, everybody. Or you can treat yourself to that mattress upgrade that you've been dreaming of. That's what I did. I went and got me a new mattress. Not sure which mattress you want for you? I tell you what they have. They have something called bed match technology where you lay down on the bed, you push a few buttons, you roll one way, you roll the next way, and then you find the perfect mattress for you. Do what I did and go find your perfect night's sleep at the Mattress Warehouse. Shop the entire selection and find a location near you at themattresswarehouse.com, mattresswarehouse.com.